The Gemara on the top of Daf Samachim Amud Aleph brings down a siman as it's regular in the Gemara. The Gemara sometimes gives a siman for the different maimers, different halachas that the Gemara is going to mention. So the Gemara all the way on the top of the Amud brings down the following siman. It's a siman Isha, Vekarka, Ezer, Zois, Shtei, Habrachas, Tagri, and Pachsi. Now most of the siman is pretty self-evident what the siman means, but there's one word in the siman over here that Lechara is Tzarechi and Tuva. So let's just go through the simon. So the first one is Isha. Isha is referring, most of these are members of Rabbi Elazar. So the first member of Rabbi Elazar is, Amar Elazar called Adam Shein Lo Isha, Eino Adam. If you don't have an Isha, you're not an Adam. That's what Isha is referring to. Without an Isha, you're not an Adam. The next one in the next word in the simon is Karka. That is referring to the next member of Rabbi Elazar called Adam Shein Lo Karka, Eino Adam. If you don't have Karka, you're not an Adam. That is pretty posh. The next word is Ezer. So that would be referring to the next member of Rabbi Elazar. That he says, "Ma'id chsev esel ezer kenegdai." What is the pshat? Ezer kenegdai. Zachar is also lezachar kenegdai. So again, that's pretty pashut. Ezer is referring to that memra. The next word is zeis, and that would be referring to the next memra from Belazar. The Belazar says that "Ma'id chsev zeis hapam etzem atzamai ubasim ibasari melamich ba'adam akol behem v'chayv l'niskar daitach ba'al chava." So that is a drasha on the pasuk of Zeis Apam. So obviously that's what the word Zeis is referring to, this drasha of Zeis Apam, Etzem Me'atzamai. The next word in the siman is Shtei, and that l'chara would be referring to the next Meimar of Belazar, where it says, V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishchas ha'adama. What does that mean? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Shtei brechas tevis yeshi l'havrach b'ach rusa mavia v'nama ha'amaynis. So this drasha has the word Shtei, the two brechas tevis or brachas tevis, shayla how to read it, but it's referring to those Shtei brechas tevis. That's what the word Shtei is referring to. The next word in the siman is habrachas, which is referring to the next gemara, that afilu mishpachas hadaris ba'adama ein misbarchas elo b'shvil Yisrael, that or even the svinas habayis migalya laspami ein misbarchas elo b'shvil Yisrael. So a certain type of bracha that happens because of Klal Yisrael, that's what habrachas is l'chai referring to. The next word is tigri. What is tigri referring to? That is l'chai referring to what the gemara says later on and towards the bottom, that it's the Gemara discourages being Isaac Bekarka, and it says if a person is involved with Karka, La'eda le'meganile a'are, you're going to have to sleep on your Karka, meramile tigri, and it's going to cause you to have fights with different people. That is Lashon of Tigri. That's what this Lashon of Tigri is referring to over here in the Siman, that if you're too involved in Karka, it's going to cause you different fights. And then the last word in the Siman is Pachsi, which Bepashtus is referring to the Gemara that says right before that, that kol ha'isek ein lecha umnus p'chusa min ha'karka, there's no umnus which is lower than karka, and therefore the word pachsi is some loshem p'chusa, referring to the ein lecha umnus p'chusa min ha'karka. That would be the pashup shat in the siman. This is how it's explained in the Sefer Darish L'Tzion, which is the Sefer on the Simanim and the Shas, that's what all these different words are referring to. But the one word over here, which is l'chara pella, is this last word that we mentioned in that word pachsi, because the word pachsi, according to this Havana, is out of order. First you have the word tigri in the siman, and then pachsi. Now if tigri is referring to the gemara that says that if you're involved in karka, it's meramila tigri, it causes you fights, that gemara comes after the gemara that says that ein lech umnus p'chusim in akarka. So why would the siman for the word p'chusim in akarka, pachsi, come after tigri? L'chai should be before. First you have the gemara of ein lech umnus p'chusim in akarka, then you have the gemara of meramila tigri. L'chai, it's out of order. Why is it first tigri and then pachsi? It should be first pachsi and then tigri. And then the Sefer Darash Tzion, he seems to be bother with this a little bit. B'lechar, it is tamua that it's out of order. The fidus havan and the simin, ein lecha umnus p'chusim nakarka, which is pachsi, comes before the gemara of tigri, which is meramulei tigri. So that is the R in the gemara. L'char, the simin doesn't make sense the way we have it. So lulei the mistafina, I want to be matzia, a whole different shot over here in this last word of the simin, the word pachsi. Pachsi has nothing to do with that gemara of ein lecha umnus p'chusim nakarka. Not every single gemara over here is mentioned, but it's referring to a gemara later on, and the fidat, the simin works out in the proper order, and everything is al mekayim yovel b'shalom. So the word tagri is like the pashas is referring to a gemara of meramila tigri. If you're involved in karka, it will cause you to be involved in fights. What is pachsi referring to? So I think pachsi is referring to the next gemara that comes a little bit afterwards, where it says that that Rav have a mifter me Rabchia, when Rav would say goodbye from his Rabbi Rabchia, Amrle Rabchia told him, Rachmana litzach mimid de kashu mimaisa, and the Shmarcha should save you from something which is worse than misa. In fact, the Gemara Mika immediately kashu mimaisa is anything which is worse than misa. Nafik takva ashkach mitz ani mar mimavis is a isha. Yes, a isha could be worse than misa, as the Gemara brings down later on the maisa right afterwards, that Rav have a kmatzai le devisus. Al kabanim, Rav went to say goodbye from his Rabbi Rabchia, and Rabchia told him Hashem should save you from something which is worse than Misa. So it's a conversation between Rav Chiya and Rav. Rav Chiya was telling, giving a shtukah hadracha to Rav. Now you find a fascinating Gemara that appears a couple times in Shas. The first one is in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. The Gemara there says that there's a conversation between Rav Chiya and Rav. It says, Amle Rav le Rav Chiya, luchazina le Rebbe de Mekabal le Malchus Shemaim. So Rav told Rav Chiya, I never saw the Rebbe was Mekabal le Malchus Shemaim, and I never noticed the Rebbe said Shemaim was Mekabal le Malchus Shemaim. So Rav Chiya responded to him, Amr Le, he said back to Rav, Bar Pachsi, B'shal Shemar V'yadav Alpanav Mekabal le Malchus Shemaim. So he refers to him as Bar Pachsi, the son of Pachsi, and he told him, yeah, he is Mekabal le Malchus Shemaim, don't worry about it. But what I want to be amid on is the Slashon over here, Bar Pachsi. Rav Chiya refers to Rav as Bar Pachsi. What does Bar Pachsi mean? So Rashi says in a couple of places, Bar Pachsi, it's only a Lashon of Shvach, it means a Ben Gedalim, the son of Gedalim. Pachsi is a Lashon of Pachas Shabbi Yehuda, the Chashuva people. Bar Pachsi means Ben Gedalim. You have another Gemara, Lamashon Shabbos, and Daf Gimel Mbeiz, where the Gemara says, Omelei Reb Chiya, Le Rav, Reb Chiya said, Rav, Bar Pachsi, Lo Aminalach, didn't I tell you, Kikai Rabbi, Behind Mesachdol, Teshaylim Mesachda Achariti, if Rabbi is involved in one Mesachdol, don't ask him about a different Mesachdol. Again, Rav, Reb Chiya refers to Rav as Bar Pachsi. And this is a lashon you find throughout Shas a couple of times. The Rav calls Rav Chiya Bar Pachsi. You can look in the side of the Gemara in the Masechta of Shas. He's mitzayin all the different Gemaras where you have this, where Rav, where Rav Chiya refers to Rav as Bar Pachsi. So we see that this is the lashon that was miyuchad for Rav Chiya to refer to Rav. He called him Bar Pachsi. So mimeila, it would be very mistaber that the simon over here, the word Pachsi, is referring to this very conversation between Rav Chiya and Rav. And Rav Chiya told Rav, he gave him an etza, and he said, Hashem should save you from a davar kashmi maisa. So the Gemara gives as a simon that the conversation between Rav Chiya and Rav, and Rav Chiya tells something to Rav, it calls that Pachsi, because Pachsi is the special kinoi that Rav Chiya used to use when he was speaking to Rav. He called him Bar Pachsi, Ben Gedalim. So mimeila over here, when Rav Chiya is telling Rav something, he's giving him an etza of a hadracha, we refer to that, the simon would be the word Pachsi, a remez to Rav, the way Rav Chiya called him, which is Bar Pachsi, Ben Gedalim. And feed this, the simon works out, the order is Gavaldik. First comes Gemara of Tigri, that it causes you to be in fights if you're involved in Karka, then comes the Maisa with Rav Chiya and Rav, which is what the simon is referring to when it says Pachsi, and feed that, it's Miyushav, that the Seder all works out properly.